So there'll be period of walking meditation. Now the introduction yesterday, I mentioned that this is very good practice for many different reasons. One, it gives you a good alternative if for one reason or another it's not convenient for you to sit. It might be late at night, you're feeling too sleepy to sit, or just after a meal, you tend to get drowsy if you sit, or if you have some physical problem. But another reason which I'd like to remind you of is that it's a meditation practice which is very easily integrated into daily life. So when you're sitting with your cross-legged, with your eyes closed, it feels like you're doing kind of something special. You know, I'm meditating, you know, sort of some kind of special activity you do. But when you're walking, it's not so different from normal walking, especially the pace that we walk, except you should have your hands folded in your lap in front of you and looking to the ground, not looking from side to side. So you're being focused on your walking posture. But if you persevere with it, then you can find in your daily life, you can reclaim these small pockets of time when you're maybe walking up and down stairs, or you're walking from a vehicle to a building to a vehicle, a building to a building, or whatever. Walking for a few minutes, 2-3 minutes, It's an opportunity to re-establish your mindfulness. And in daily life, the stress that rises tends to be something that accumulates through the day. You may have some very kind of traumatic and stressful incident, some argument or something every now and again. But most days, it's just a steady drip, drip, drip of stress. And by using these periods when you're moving from one place to another as opportunities to re-establish mindfulness, then you are cutting off that drip, drip, drip of stress, and it's not accumulating in the same way. You're refreshing yourself. So, you know, this has been, this still is, an occasion to practice during the day. But I can't help but noticing that most of you are now sort of walking backwards and forwards in a group, chatting, and, you know, just as if you were back on a university campus or something. So it's a bit of a missed opportunity. I just encourage you to give that a try when you're walking from here to the place where you're staying, and just bringing your mind back to the walking, making it a walking practice and cleansing your mind. It's a really valuable skill, life skill to learn.